Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at TriCountyContractingWI.com.
Brewers 360 is sponsored by Outdoor Living Unlimited. Adam McAlvey, MLB.com, Brewers beat writer, is with us this morning. Good to see you yesterday, bud.
Yeah, hey, I rested my arm on your shoulder while I was trying to, like, film the commissioner making a statement yesterday. So thanks for being my sort of tripod.
Entirely fine. And folks who don't know, Adam's about a foot and a half taller than me, so it worked out. We were together in a very tight media scrum yesterday. There were a couple of dozen reporters, and how it works is, you know, when you got – instead of when you – if you have a big-time news conference, usually you got somebody up at a podium, right? And everybody's in the little media auditorium, yep. Which they could have done, Adam, yesterday at American Family Field. But instead, we were out there on the field talking to the Major League Baseball commissioner. Adam is behind me, and I was, like, right in there, you know, with my little recorder. And at one point, I did leave the scrum early. When we were on the third time around with the same question for the commissioner, I was out.
Well, it is a, you know, he weighed in yesterday on the funding issue, obviously, and it's a incredibly complicated one, and I think his message that you took away is really what the Brewers had said. Their view is that this is an obligation that the state-created agency, the Stadium District, made when they built Miller Park. That district is responsible for upkeep of the stadium, and that needs to be funded by public dollars. And right now, the trick is figuring out, you know, which combination of entities pays for those upgrades over the next 20 years. That they hope to keep the team here. So it's really complicated, and it is getting to a point, and I think it's reflected by the commissioner's attendance and comments on this yesterday, that's getting to the point where I think, you know, all sides are eager to get to a solution. But, man, it is a hard one to solve, and that's reflected in the kind of back and forth that we're all seeing and hearing about.
Adam, could you provide a little bit of perspective? I don't mean for us to be defending or not defending American Family Field, but I'd imagine you've traveled to a few ballparks in your day. Where does American Family Field rank? I mean, are you like, man, this is one of the best places to go? Do you love it? Do you hate it? I can think of a couple off the top of my head that are probably in worse shape than we're in right now.
Well, I mean, this reflects the Brewers' argument is that If you defer maintenance, if you defer the sort of upgrades, the sort of keeping up with the Joneses that happens as new stadiums come into the league and teams do different things with their stadiums, then you run into trouble. And Miller Park is a stadium that's very alive. And I don't mean to be a homer by saying that. I mean, we do get to travel around to all the ballparks. And when you step into them, you can tell which parks are continually invested in and which parks that kind of stuff is kicked down the road. And the stuff that this money would go for, it's the back room stuff. It's the boilers. It's those bogies that keep the roof running. But it's also some front-facing things. For example, the scoreboard is the responsibility of the Stadium District, and there's going to be a new scoreboard coming because already that board that was installed in 2010 is about 3 years past, like its warrantied life. So those things get turned over time. So there are things that fans see out there that are the responsibility of the Stadium District. And when you're at a park that is alive, the trip for me, there's very often for the Brewers a Denver-Phoenix trip. And you go to Coors Field and the place is, it is, you know, it's fresh. There's something new there every time. It feels like a new ballpark. And then you go to Phoenix and it's the opposite. It's a park where they've unfortunately not been able to solve this funding issue, and that park has sort of stagnated over the years. And it's very stark because those parks are about the same age, and they could not feel more different. And I think what the commissioner was talking about yesterday is that continuous investment is necessary to keep this a place that fans want to continue to come. And for a team like the Brewers that don't have the TV contract of these other teams, it's a huge disparity in the game, something that they're working to figure out at the same time. The Brewers rely on fans to come through the turnstiles to keep the business churning. And by keeping the ballpark fresh, their view is that you continue to draw year over year over year and keep this stadium an asset for the community, as the commissioner put it.
Brewers writer Adam McAlvey with us on Fridays here on Wisconsin's Morning News. Find somebody else to rest your arm on tonight.
Will do. Thanks.
All right. Thanks, my friend. 7:51 on Wisconsin's Morning News.